Okay, I'll get some tomorrow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
I reckon that I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They sell our kids and just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hanging in there, brother. Doing all right.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good. You're not getting any of this invasion of the flies like we are here in New Mexico.
It hasn't been too bad down here yet, really.
Well, that's good. That's good. So I know there are some people up in Albuquerque and Berlin over here. The invasion, man, is bad. So, but anyhow, I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to talk about, there's rumors going around about another possible shutdown. We're going to get into that here in a little bit and a bunch of other news. So anyway, Virgil, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, not too much. We had a unicorn invasion at the state capitol because of the attempt to override the veto of the bill concerning transgender men competing in women's athletic curriculum and sports and everything, and the constitutional carries on the table too. And People are protesting it. They want to keep things, you know, they want to let men beat up on women and, you know, want to try and undermine your Second Amendment rights. But hopefully they'll get the votes and they'll overturn the veto and hopefully, you know, the rest of America will follow, you know, especially Texas, since they're coward Democrats, you know, since they don't want to face anything, you know, and I feel so sorry for Russell, you know, having to go through this, and it's just, and they're fixing to close the schools down again because of the COVID dumbass, you know, strain is coming out. And they're going to try and shut everything down in Louisiana again.
They're talking about the same thing here as well. And, you know, we talked about this on the shows last week about a possible shutdown.
Yeah, go ahead, Russell. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because I got up the early morning and we've been having pretty strange weather down here. So I turned on the local Fox affiliate, local news station here, to see what the weather was going to be. And while I was waiting for the weather to come on, they were talking about the Delta strain of the coronavirus and the rising infections and stuff like that. Now, not only are these people evil enough to spread this propaganda, they're also so dumb, they give themselves away in the process of doing it. So they're going, oh, yes, Delta, and the mask mandatory, maybe coming back to school, mandatory masking, yada, 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 like that. And they go, and the majority of the cases of the new Delta strain are people who have been fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there and went. Did I really just hear that come out of their mouths? You know, and you can't blame them for trying again. I mean, the first time it worked like a charm, didn't it, Virgil? They scared half the country.
It
worked like a fucking charm.
But here is the question. Here is the question that nobody is asking. Okay. Russell, if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you buy you one of them big, fancy stainless steel propane grill barbecue pits with the stereo and the TV so you can watch the football game while you grilling burgers and weenies, okay? Are you just going to buy this thing and just set it out on your carport and look at it? No. You're going to use it. It was manufactured for a reason. It was manufactured for a use. Just like somebody buys a car, they're going to drive it. Somebody buys a gun, they're going to shoot it. Okay? What was the purpose of developing this COVID-19, this Delta variant, taking animal diseases and turning them in to mutate into human diseases? What was the cause for that? You don't invent something unless you're going to use it.
Well,
you know, this is the question. This is the question. Why? And my question is, why hasn't the United States Congress, the United States Senate, come together and called for a complete disavowal of China and disallow all diplomatic relations, expel every one of their diplomats from the United States, and have a full trade embargo because of this. Confiscate every Chinese asset in the country and this. Because this was an act of war. This was an act of war.
But there is
no question about it.
Oh, no, but let me answer the question for you. I'll tell you exactly why nothing's been done about it. Because China owned both sides of the aisle in D.C., with very few exceptions. They're bought and paid for. China has become the favorite of the elite because China will have no problem using their military against unarmed civilians. I mean, this is all part of the process for the New World Order. And Mitch McConnell just told you what kind of traitor he is to the country a week and a half,
two weeks
ago, or whatever. When he came out and said it doesn't matter how much treason, how much corruption, how much fraud is uncovered in these audits, that Joe Biden will still be the president of the United States. So that should have told everybody out there what they need to hear.
Well, that speaks for itself.
Well, I just laugh when we have these guests on that, I'm Republican, I'm running, and go, we're going to do this, and vote. People, you'd learn in November that your vote doesn't mean shit.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say
about
that.
Exactly.
Okay. Russell, it would work. It would work. But you have to have what they don't understand. You know, they go in with good intentions. Their heart's in the right place. I got to give them that. But in reality, okay, I live in the real world. I know reality. I know people, okay? A person is smart, intelligent, and will do the right thing. People, on the other hand, are panicky, dangerous, and stupid, okay? There's a difference. If you have, and if we had, a fair, impartial system of government and judicial, okay, this would not have happened. We would not be in the position that we're in. But we do not have a impartial, fair government or judicial system. They can find as much voter fraud as they want to. They can file this paper, that paper, this paper, that paper. Well, the legal process, it's going to be a civil case. It's not a criminal case. And that can drag on for years and years and years and years and years. And by that time, the 2024 election is going to come around. And whatever's going to happen then is going to happen, regardless of any lawsuits. That's why all these cowards, they want to go cry to Washington. Oh, come on, we got to stop this. Oh, it's racist. We can't have ID voting and all of this. Black people don't know where the motor vehicles offices are, but we've got black people all over America driving brand new Acuras and Toyota Corollas and BMWs and everything and semi-trucks all over America, but they don't know where the motor vehicles office is at, you know?
Or how to work your computer.
I mean, it's just like when I came from Laredo. When I came out of Laredo, they've got the check station. When you come out of Laredo, you got to go through it. And you roll down your window, and the Border Patrol personnel, you know, they ask you, U.S. citizen? And, yeah, well, I took my IDs out. I took my TWIC card out, my driver's license out, and my Social Security card. And he walked up to the truck, and I handed it to him, and he looked at him, and he handed it back to him. He said, U.S. citizen? I said, yes, sir. I said, now can I go vote? And they just busted out laughing. They just busted out laughing. And and you know, I was very nice to them, you know. I just told them, I said, you know, no hard feelings, y'all just doing your job. You know, y'all trying to do your job. And it was just I don't know, it's just in America today, America is not the America I grew up in. I don't know what this is, what they're calling this. We've got rebellion and dissension going on against socialist and fascist countries all over the world waving American flags, but there's not as many American flags waving in America as there are in other places.
And here's the other thing,
and that's very disturbing.
And here's the other thing that is kind of being talked about now is that the Biden administration, DOJ, doesn't want Cubans to come here in the United States. Why is that? Because they're afraid they're going to spread the information about how
because,
it really is.
Because under the law that President Kennedy set, any Cuban that makes it to American soil from Cuba automatically becomes a United States citizen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of Cuban exiles living here in the United States vote Republican. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Why. That's why. Instantaneous citizenship get you instantaneous identification, get you put in the system,
mm-hmm.
and you can legally vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can legally vote.
The correct way.
And plus,
the correct way.
And plus, you know, if they let the Cubans in, you're going to see reconditioned 1957 Chevrolets all over America. These people
are
best body and... No. These people can restore the raggediest 57 Chevy to mint condition. There are no new cars. You can see pictures in Havana today. It looks like you're back in the 40s and 50s with cars
right.
parked on the street, and these things ain't got a dent or a scratch on them.
Well, hey, guys, I got a surprise for you. We got our very special caller that just called in, and it's Virgil's favorite person. You ready?
Who's that?
I'll just let her come on here. Hold on just a minute. Hey, girlfriend, how you doing?
Good night, Joseph. Good night, Russell. Good night, Virgil.
Hey,
Bill.
How you doing, girlfriend? Oh, we're good.
Oh,
we're just suffering from the heat.
Oh. I wish. We're suffering from the frigging cold.
That's right. It's winter over there, huh?
Yeah, it's winter over there.
Oh, yeah. And aren't we copping it?
So how are things in Australia? I know you were talking earlier that you guys are on a hard lockdown because of the winter, but are you guys fixing to do an uprising as well, like everybody else around the world, or is that going to happen? Or
oh, there's whispers of it. That's about it. Our government's taking control. You can't even go from New South Wales to Queensland or to Victoria because the borders are all shut.
Wow.
The border. The border?
Yep, the border between New South Wales and Victoria and Queensland to the north, they're all locked down.
Well, I didn't know that was different countries like that in Australia.
No, they're not different countries, mate. They're different states.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, Virgil. Sydney and Melbourne are locked down. 14 million.
Okay. 14 million
of our 26 million population are locked down.
Boy, that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
And if you've got a relative in Queensland that's dying and you get an exemption, they're knocking people back to even go to funerals.
Wow.
It is ridiculous what's happening here.
I've never been to Australia. I've been as far as New Zealand. Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day, back when I was in the Corps. Okay. And you know, basically, you know, y'all have your differences, but basically, you know, come down when it comes to consumption of alcohol, Australians and New Zealanders run neck and neck. And I thought in Louisiana we could drink. We ain't shit compared to y'all. And I had the time of my life with the New Zealand Marines. I had the time of my life with the Royal Marines over there. It was great.
Yeah, but we
will be here, mate.
We don't drink Camel Pee.
We drink beer like making love in a canoe, fucking close to water. Compared to y'all.
Right. But anyway, getting back to the news and everything, you know, I don't know if you heard, Beverly, but things are kind of heading back to a lockdown here in the United States from what we're seeing here and everything. And I've had a lot of listeners was asking earlier, you know, about when will it take place. Well, we don't know, but it's just rumors right now. But here's the thing. Like we talked about earlier, they can try. There's going to be uprising here in the United States if they try. It's guaranteed. We're seeing it everywhere else. This is going to happen here.
I want to go back to what Virgil was talking about for just a second, and about the Cuban people. Let me tell you something too. Once those people get here, there is not any American citizen, and I'm talking about the Cuban Americans now, that love freedom or the Constitution more than those people do. And there is pro-freedom and anti-socialism as you can get, as you can get. And I tell you what, I think we ought to just do a straight-out swap. We'll give Cuban all these socialists over here that want socialism. We'll just bring all those Cubans over here. We'll be way better off.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Russell,
here's
the thing people don't know. The last one, remember the great Mariana boat lift out of Cuba back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those people got here. Okay. And they came to America. They went through processing and everything. And they went to the, they didn't have any place to put them. And they had to set up tent cities for them and everything else. Okay. And a lot of them, after they got to the tent cities, had to be hospitalized for chronic intestinal indigestion. Okay. And you know why they had to be hospitalized? You know why this happened? Believe it or not, these people were introduced to hamburgers, and they ate themselves sick on hamburgers. Believe it or not, because you know what? Possession of ground beef by Cuban citizens is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They went nuts over hamburgers. They stuffed themselves full of hamburgers. They couldn't believe it. And that, you know, that's saying something. When you have a race of people, when you have a culture of people that go completely batshit over a hamburger in America from Burger King. I mean, that outdid the chicken sandwiches. I mean, to that, you know, and you just, that tells you just how bad the people are oppressed in Cuba. How they can't even go to the beach. Possession of ground beef is illegal. Possession of lobster is illegal. Possession of American cigarettes is illegal. Or any American tobacco-made products illegal. That'll get your ass put under the jail in Cuba. And God forbid, you are in possession of any type of publication, such as a newspaper, magazine, or whatever from the United States. You get caught with it, your ass is going to jail. And people just don't realize this. They do not realize how bad off these Cuban people are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest seafood market in Cuba sells what? Octopus. That is the most disgusting sea creature you can ever fucking eat. Octopus.
Right. I tried that once. I didn't like it.
Well, every time you go to them salad bars, every time you go to the salad bars and you see that nice pink and white imitation crab meat, that's octopus.
Uh-huh. Right. I did try that once, and I tell you, I never ate it again. Never, never. So, but it was just too slimy. But speaking of Cuba, you know, now there's another disease going around called the Havana disease. What is that? I've been trying to look it up, and they're saying the Havana disease syndrome is spreading throughout the United States and stuff. So, along with this COVID Delta virus, whatever you want to call that now and everything. So it's like they're going to try to hit us with everything all at once.
And
everything. To the listeners
out
there.
Let me ask you something, Russell. Okay, me and Russell, we live down in the South. Okay? Okay, we got airports set up as landing bases for mosquitoes down here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Especially coming out of the marshes and everywhere else, you know, like Beaumont and down up in there, Shell Beach and all that area. Let me ask you this, Russell. Whatever happened to the West Nile virus? What happened to that? That was a big thing every fucking summer. That was biggest thing going on. Oh yeah, four people checked into the hospital. They tested positive for the West Nile virus, and I haven't heard of one case of West Nile virus since all this shit started. Have you?
You know what? I haven't either.
And all the rain we've been getting, you know them guys. Them mosquitoes, you go outside in the afternoon, they'll pick you up and carry you off.
I've heard there are biggest horse flies over there.
Oh no, the horse flies! I tell you what, we got horse flies in the Louisiana marsh. You could put a quarter down on the table, and a horse fly can land on it, and they can just about cover that quarter. Also down there around Baytown and Orange
LaPorte.
City and LaPorte and all around there, they will knock your ass. They'll hit you inside the face like Mike Tyson. They will knock your ass off.
But I tell you though, you know, with all these propaganda and rumors coming around, guys, you know, I'm starting to see a pattern. I mean, it's like every time elections are coming, that really come around the corner. They're going to try to shut the country down.
Well,
but now we're getting seeing all this anti-propaganda stuff coming out, and I'm like, damn. You know?
Adam Schiff totally contradicted himself. It was just laughable.
I saw that.
The whole time during the Trump administration, voter fraud. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
State certified. No, it was not voter fraud. There was no Russian input. There was no Russian hacking. There was none of this. There was none of that. Yes, there was. Now, everybody, Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Tennessee,
Georgia,
Missouri, Georgia, they're all coming up with impeccable bulletproof evidence of voter fraud. Oh, no, the 2020 elections were secured. were secure. Okay? How were they secured when you didn't change anything from the 2016 election? You had the same thing going on, except you had a pandemic working for you where people could go in and pick up a paper bag out of Walmart or wherever and grab a crayon and write who they were voting for on it without a signature or anything and drop it in a ballot box, basically.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because this is that purpose of why they want to shut the country down again, for that purpose right there.
You know,
they got away with it.
I don't recall President Trump's campaign team or anybody in the Republican Party saying, no, we have to stop at the audit. We have to stop these audits. We need to go to court and get court orders and stop all these audits in these states of this election, you know, but all they're fighting tooth and nail to do it now. They're fighting tooth and nail to do it now.
Yep.
You know,
I was watching a video
Give everybody a little bit of knowledge about this COVID shit. All right. I had a friend of mine, a very, very good friend of mine. I say she's a friend. She's like a daughter to me. Her name is Leah Landry. She lives in Port Allen, Louisiana. And she had to go to the hospital because she was feeling really, really bad. And she got the shot. I warned her not to get that damn shot. Well, she went to the hospital, and they tested her, and they said, oh, you tested positive for COVID. Well, they put her in a room by herself, quarantined her, blah, 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 did all of that, ran tests, this, that, and the other, came in the Michelin Man suits on her, okay? Oh, well, you've got COVID, but it's not the COVID-19. It's a different COVID virus. And she asked. She was smart enough to ask. You know, well, what's the difference? Well, the common cold is a COVID virus. The flu is a COVID virus. The stomach flu virus is a COVID virus. It's just different numbers. So what these hospitals and these healthcare and these state healthcare officials are doing, they're testing people, and people that have the common cold, strep throat, tonsillitis, virus, flu, or whatever, and it comes back, it's going to come back positive COVID because it's listed as a COVID strain. It's going to come back positive. Oh, well, we've got so many. Oh, we got a spike in COVID. Okay, is it a spike in COVID-19 or is it a spike in COVID-1?
But they don't say, because
they're just saying COVID.
Because they get money for it.
You see, this is where they're bullshitting people. This is where you people that's listening out there need to start asking questions. You need to start asking the hard questions, and you need to start thinking for yourselves. Thinking for yourselves. Look at the track record. Look at the criminal record of the federal government for the past 100 years. Just go back 100 years and look at the criminal record of the federal government, the industrial military complex, and the United Nations in this country. And now you're going to believe what they're telling you about some little bug that's supposed to make you sick and kill you?
And here's the thing.
And a vaccine? Let me tell you something. If the fucking vaccine worked, it would be more expensive than insulin right now. But they're giving it to you for free. When does the government ever give you any goddamn thing for free?
And bribing you for to win the lotteries and this and that, you know. So here's the thing I want to add to that, Virgil, that doesn't get talked about. On the Pfizer and Moderna, look up on the website. Look who owns the patents on those, Fauci and Bill Gates. Rand Paul was talking about
a patent on what? It hasn't been FDA approved. It hasn't been tested. It's being tested now on people, guinea pigs. You know who else did this test? You know who else did this kind of testing? go about 70, 75 years back across the Atlantic and look up a name called Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Look at the guinea pigs that he used. Okay? Look at the guinea pigs that he used in places like Auschwitz and Dachau. Okay? Look at this. Learn your history. Learn your history. Get out the indoctrination. So burn that indoctrination mm-hmm. manual and start picking up some old, go to grandma's house and grab those old encyclopedias that she's got, brush the dust off of them, and start reading a little bit.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, is that, you know, you got to ask, too. I mean, we're seeing the push. Joseph, right, we're seeing push for the vaccine, push for this, push for that. Also ask yourself, why is the reason is the government pushing so hard? Well, it's because they want to kill you. The vaccine has poison.
Well,
I
tell you
it.
What, I'm going to challenge everybody out there that's listening to this that's even thinking about going to get this vaccine shot. I want you to draw up a piece of paper or have somebody with some legal knowledge draw up a piece of paper. And if they're wanting you to get this shot so bad, have them sign a piece of paper which states that if you have any reaction, negative reactions to this vaccine, they will be mm-hmm. financially liable up to $250,000. And
exactly.
Have them sign it. Well, you
there's
sign this,
too.
I'll take the. You sign this, I'll take the shot. I guarantee you, mm-hmm. they're going to turn around, that needle in their hand, and they're going to walk off. And they ain't going to tell you one
thing.
Word. They're just going to walk
documents.
Off.
Documents came out today, and I meant to forward it to you and Russell, and I didn't have time to. Documents came out today signed by a doctor saying that 45,000 people that got the vaccination died from the vaccine.
Well, I'm hearing anywhere from 10 up to that number you just gave me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that over a 500,000 people had to be hospitalized after they got this.
Exactly.
They
well,
had to be
people
hospitalized,
that you know, he and Russell knows
put on dialysis, put on mm-hmm. dialysis, IVs, everything to thin their blood out. This poison was coagulating their blood. It was giving them fevers and shakes and everything else. And it's untrustworthy. If you take mm-hmm. that vaccine, you are either terrified of your own shadow, crazy, or just plain out stupid.
Here's the thing.
Because if you think these politicians, if you think all these politicians that's claiming they took that COVID shot, let me tell you what. You better watch some of these videos really, really close. Because mm-hmm. if you really, really watch these videos, you will see these people getting shot up with saline solution, B12, or They're just faking it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flu shot. They're just faking it.
Mm-hmm. And here's another thing I want to add to this, too, is that, you know, they're pushing hard, saying, we're giving out this information, and it's not. Why are they trying to suppress it so hard on this when we're putting the truth out there? Because I don't want you to know the truth. Think about that one, too.
Well, I mean, they don't want you to know the truth about the election. They don't want you to know the truth about Burisma. They don't want you mm-hmm. to know the truth about, okay. Well, President Trump should release his tax returns. Okay.
Yeah,
President
I saw that.
Trump should release his tax returns. Okay, fine. Let everybody in the Congress and Senate release their tax returns to the public. Oh, no. You know, even Hunter Biden caved in when a stripper he got pregnant was going to sue him in court, and he was going to have to produce his tax return. Oh, no,
mm-hmm.
no, son. You better pay that high ass child support. We'll just up our VIC on a lot of things, a lot of illegal things that we do to support it.
Well, here's a post I saw today. I agree with this one. I actually sent it to Marjorie Greene. What needs to be done? Every state in the country needs to be audited. Audit every governor's position, all state audits everywhere. That needs to be done.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, well, it's like this, Joseph. It's like this. We have such a double standard in this country. Okay.
Yep.
Russell has to do it. I have to do it. Anybody that works for the town, county, state, whatever, you know, you're placed under this random drug screening. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody except people in the Congress and the Senate,
mm-hmm.
except legislators, state
mm-hmm.
legislators. Okay, they're getting taxpayer money, you know, then, you know, just like, you know, welfare recipients should be made to take mandatory drug tests.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, and so should senators and legislators,
mm-hmm.
you know, but oh no, that's for you peasants. I'm going to use Russell's
mm-hmm.
word, that's for you peasants to do. We're the elitists. Mm-hmm. We're above the law. We're above everything.
We make the laws mm-hmm. for you peasants to follow.
That's right. You see, just like Ocasio-Cortez, she has this fashion line going on where she's selling T-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, coffee mugs that say tax the rich. All right, she's charging $65 per t-shirt for this now, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
$65. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now if nobody's raising hell about it, but let Russell and I and Marjorie Greene and Lucretia come out with a shirt that says defund the welfare system. Oh my God, you're racist. You racist bastards. Oh my God. Defund welfare? Oh my God.
How about defund the politicians?
You know?
There's a certain idea, defund the politicians.
I mean, this is just madness. The inmates are running the asylum now. Basically, bottom line to the point, the inmates have taken over and they're running the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like those movies, I Am Legend, and what was that other one with the zombies in it? That fine ass woman. But anyway,
the zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse. Another one, The Living Dead, Walking Dead, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's just completely turned into that.
And here's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because with us doing these vaccines, I've been really reading up on this, and if you guys don't believe me, go to the CDC website, and this is all in there. The vaccines that are listed there may cause some type of zombie something in their new future.
It kills fertility. It kills fertility.
So on the CDC website, they have they've actually put, this was back in 2008 when they put this out there, how to survive these zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, go
well,
there. It's on there.
The zombie apocalypse is upon us. And
mm-hmm.
The the January 6th commission is supposed to kick off. That commission, just like the 9/11 commission, is going to be set up to fail. It's going to be set up to make all of us look like extremists, domestic terrorists, beer drinking, gun toting, rednecking racists. You know,
they're already
doing
that. What's new?
Oh, but they're going to make it official. So this committee is going to make it official. It's going to make it official. You know, and I mean, you know, the people that are being arrested, you know, that were arrested for this, you know, because of this facial recognition, you know, you just had to be in Washington that day and carrying a Trump flag or waving a Trump flag, and the FBI is picking you up. And, you know, they won't let them be interviewed by the press. You know, these people are basically being scooped up and brought into a jail, and then not even their own families can have contact with them. You know, just their court-appointed lawyers, just their court-appointed, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to plead guilty, and okay, and there's going to be this big revolving door in the justice system because not everybody can afford a $500 an hour attorney. And but we're treating illegals, we're feeding illegals in the detention center steak dinners, and we're flying them into motel rooms and stuff. You know,
with
people that invading your country. Oh yeah, on taxpayer. Now, where are they getting all this money from? Where are they getting all this money, Russell?
They're printing.
You know?
They're just printing it.
Well, I mean, you know, I've seen on National Geographic and everything. You know, I've seen on National Geographic, you know, how they print the money and everything. All they got to do is give me, you know, a stack of those sheets about 6 inches high, and I'll cut the shit myself. You know, I can take a straight razor and cut it up myself. But, I mean, this here, I mean, they're printing more money than they're manufacturing toilet paper.
Well, of course, and that's why they want to destroy the economy. I mean, you guys keep it close. We talked about this last week, too. The stock market's already crashed a little by 800 points the other day, and it's going to crash some more. You know, they're trying to cripple the economy on purpose.
Well, he's doing a good job. I got to give him this. They're doing a good job of it.
They sure are. So, well, they're getting ready to put in.
You tell me, and this is for all you Republicans out there who think the Republican Party is going to save you, that, oh, man, we're going to vote these bad guys out. Well, let me let you in on a little history. All right, that's exactly what the Jewish people thought.
Yep.
We're going to vote these out. People Joseph Stalin said it the best. And I think it's one of his most profound statements he ever made. He says, it doesn't matter who and how many vote. What matters is who counts the votes.
That's it.
That's it.
And you need to listen to that lady talk.
The Republican Party is not going to save you. They're not going to do anything. And if you doubt my word, tell me one thing the Republican Party has done in the last, let's keep it short and sweet, the last 2 weeks to stop any of them to support the audit. Name one
right. But they're all in bed together, Russell. Every one of them. They're all in bed together. Same with GOP.
They're so afraid to get that racist tag put on them or the domestic terrorist tag, and you know, extremism, and whatever title that is going around this week, whatever the flavor is the month, pick your cliche, whatever it is. But if you want back up to what Russell's saying, there's a lady who gave a speech. I wish I could remember her name. I can't remember names like I used to. But she was a child in Austria, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, Austria, the Nazis went into Austria with the guns blazing and they took over the government. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. The people took it upon themselves to elect the Nazi party to come into Austria. And mm-hmm. once they let them in, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
And that's what this is all about, guys.
They committed suicide when they did that.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that's going on here. They went and screamed that we're all Nazis and this and that, when the real Nazis are right there themselves, the Communist Party and everybody else that's in bed together, you know, and everything. But we also got China. China's, you know, in this.
Well, what they did, they took Hitler's Mein Kampf, mm-hmm. and they took Joseph Stalin's book. They took socialism and they took fascism. And they combined
yep.
the two. And
yep.
they came up with an instruction manual called Saul's Rules for Radicals, like Russell has mentioned 10,000 times on this show. But it doesn't
mm-hmm.
seem to register with some people. And, mm-hmm. if, you know, the Communist Manifesto, and if you read Saul's Rules for Radicals, the Communist Manifesto, and Mein Kampf, you're going to see one hell of a comparison. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be able to compare it, you know. I mean, you know, apples and oranges, you know, okay. But both of them go in the fruit bowl along with
mm-hmm.
the bananas and grapes and on
mm-hmm.
Fruit of the Loom underwear.
Yeah.
So,
yep. And that's just the way it is, you know, and that's what we're seeing playing out and everything. But, you know, we are seeing people around the world waking up and everything. But, you know, the United States needs to get up off their asses and start doing the same thing.
Well,
you're saying
the United States.
Did y'all see my post today that outlined, that showed the plan and the, lesson sent to Department of Homeland Security for rounding up rural citizens that are unvaccinated?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to look at it.
I'm telling you, man, people thought I was crazy when I told them how fast it's become. These people do not give a fuck what the American people think. They don't care. And they're going double barrel shotgun blasting coming at us, man. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, I actually posted. I was the one that posted that, and everybody's like, "Are you sure this is for real?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that's what we've been talking about on the show and everything. Is one of Obama's ex administrations had mentioned that and said that." Also, that unvaccinated needs to have their shoulder taken away from them, too.
Well, bringing that up, the Obama administration. The Obama administration. What in the fuck does the United Postal Service, why do they need automatic weapons and ammunition? I mean, you know, people
mm-hmm.
forget about this. People forget
mm-hmm.
all about this.
Hey,
they forget what went on. Yeah, go ahead, Russell.
Excuse me for interrupting, man, but I got to go, man. I got a real early day tomorrow. Carry on. America, I love you. Love you, my brothers, man. But
I'm fixing to sign off myself.
Yeah, same here. We'll see you Thursday. Be safe. But, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they also forget about those missing nukes, too, Virgil.
Well, the missing nukes, you know, they're stupid, but they're not that stupid. You know, those are shipped, God knows where, to bumfuck Egypt, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People, y'all are just forgetting about what Obama set up. You know, there's trillions of rounds of ammunition, the weapons that they set up for, you know, like the United States Postal Service and things like this, and Bush 43's Patriot Act and all of his bullshit that went along with this. I mean, he's in cahoots with this too. So, I mean, you know, you need to start thinking for yourselves. Turn the idiot box off. Pick up some books. Pick up some encyclopedias. Start studying some history, social studies books, you know, anything. Just get off the internet and turn off that damn TV and just read something. Dare to read. Dare to learn.
Research.
To learn.
Do like research. That's what I actually do too. I actually do that. I mean, I hardly watch my TV, but when I do, I turn on the MeTV and watch old Westerns most of the time. But other times I'm out researching, looking things up for getting ready for the show. But I do some deep researching and everything, and people send me some articles and I look at them and read them, you know. And then me and Carmelita, we talk to each other almost all the time and stuff. But I tell you, brother, I mean, we're there. We're there at that point. It's not looking good. I mean, you know, to the people of TCMA, militia group, and PNW, let me tell you. I know you were asking me earlier about the shutdown, and all I got to tell you is we don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So you guys just need to be ready for it.
It's going to happen before Labor Day. It's going to happen before Labor Day weekend. Because Labor Day weekend is the last blast of summer, and it's an economic boost to a lot of communities and to a lot of states, and it's going to be a shutdown. It's going to be a complete shutdown. You're not going to be able to fly to Destin, Florida. You know, you're not going to be able to go to the beach. You're not going to be able to do this. You're going to have to stay at home. Hoard your toilet paper. You know, if you ain't got toilet paper, well, guess what? That bundle of socks you bought at Walmart last week, well, you're just going to be rinsing those out and reusing
them. My roommate Trish was saying today, do we need to stock up on toilet paper and cleaning supplies again? I go, But the thing is that, you know,
these Democratic governors like John Bel Edwards and these Democratic mayors like LaToya Cantrell in New Orleans, they're going to go along with the program. They're going to start shutting restaurants down. They're going to start shutting ballrooms down. They're going to shut the schools down. They're going to start arresting and fining people and blah, 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 blah.
Let me read what
if you think the first lockdown was a pain in the ass, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Exactly. Let me read what Carmelita sent me this morning on this, what we're talking about. She said this, and I agree with her. The Biden administration is going to try to push another lockdown, so you better buckle up. But from what she's hearing, General Miley, General Austin, and other military personnel are going to be playing the part. So, you know, and Carmelita's husband works in the high up on tops, but I trust her info more than I do anybody else because she's been spot on with this. So, you know, just be ready.
Well, I mean, there. From my understanding from several sources, not only her, you got members of the military turning in their paperwork left and right.
Oh, yeah.
It's, It's pandemonium. Pandemonium. They're getting out. They're getting out.
Oh yeah. I was talking to my brother-in-law. He works for Homeland Security, and he was telling me a lot of Homeland Security is fixing to resign as well because they can't stand this administration and what they're doing. So because they're wanting to turn them against us and everything, they're not going to have it. So they're fixing to resign. A lot of them are fixing to resign.
Well, I'm looking for, it's up to you, people. It's up to you. We can't do it alone. One person can't do it alone. You know, had January 6th gone like we wanted it to go, instead of a fiasco fuck up clown show like they put on, you know, these guys, some of them, and had this been well coordinated, we wouldn't be going through this right now. It'd be an entirely different story. We wouldn't have to see Nancy Pelosi's drunk ass face on TV. We wouldn't be seeing all of this rhetoric going on, these committees and this propaganda and everything else. And you're just gonna have to make up your mind whether to stand up, get organized and fight. Or lay down, you know,
and give up,
you know, turn out like that reporter said back in the day, you know, better red than dead, you know, I'd rather live on my knees than die on my feet, you know.
Right, and I have a saying too, you know, I'd rather die a free man than die a slave.
You know.
So, but anyway, with that, I don't know, brother. I mean, we're here. We're at that point, and we talked about it and been warning people about it. Now people are starting to wake up. A little bit too late, but they're starting to wake up, and I'm seeing that.
Wow.
And everything, you know. But if you're not prepared,
like
you said.
If you don't have guns, if you don't have a gun, buy one. If you have guns, buy more guns. Buy all
or
the
buy
ammunition
more ammo.
You can. Buy ammo.
More ammo.
Buy everything. Anything, everything. Beg, borrow, steal.
Because
I'm telling you folks, 2022, the boil is going to bust.
I think before that.
2022. No. They're going slow poke with the primer. I'm telling you right now, 2022, May of 2022, the boil is going to bust. The boil is going to bust.
I see
in America.
Yep. I have to agree with that. And here's the thing.
Dictators and tyrants do not leave quietly.
Nope. And
remember
I
that.
Say it.
Dictators and tyrants do not leave quietly. Like I said, read your history. Read your history. Every tyrant and every dictator had to be overthrown by the people.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, is that too, that we've been saying, is that dictators here in the United States won't go quietly, but they're going to kill us all, or try to anyway, before they do leave, you know. So,
well, they're not going to kill us all. They're going to kill enough to put the rest in submission.
See, and people like me, Virgil and Russell, and Carmelita, all of us, we have nothing to lose and nothing to gain. So people like us and other people out there listening, you know.
I mean, we're not on this show asking you to send money to a GoFundMe or whatever or this, that, and the other. We've never asked you. We run this show on our own nickel. So You know, I mean, but everybody else, all these Democrats, oh, donate to us, donate to the struggle, donate to this, donate to that. Okay, and you don't know where your money is going.
Exactly.
You know, we don't ask anybody for anything, anything. We do free advertisements for people. We do free advertisements for people. Jim Tames with Black Diamond Body Armor. We Four Patriots Foods. We do free advertisement for you guys to know where to get your stuff. To know where to get your stuff. We don't charge anybody for this. We pay Blog Talk Radio to come on here with this show. So that ought to tell you something. That ought to account for something.
And there are times when I haven't been able to pay. I'll ask Virgil or Russell and Carmelita, and sure enough, you know, but we will never ask you for a dime, ever.
I mean, I'm a truck driver. I have shut this truck down early. I have had 6-7 hours of drive time left, but I have shut this truck down early to come on this show. You know, I've cost myself money. So that ought to count for something. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you.
Now,
if you don't want to listen to me, if you don't want to listen to me, and if you think I'm some kind of raving lunatic, well, that's just your opinion. I've been called a lot worse by a lot better people. Okay?
Same here.
But I'm telling you what I've seen. I'm telling you what I've seen. I've been to 5 different countries as a United States Marine, 10 months in a shithole called Beirut, Lebanon. Okay? And I saw more devastation there than there. I know what a civil war looks like. And it's not pretty. I know what poverty looks like. It's not pretty. And it's coming to America. It's coming to America. Okay?
And all we're doing is giving you guys the warnings, the preparations, and what to do. And, you know, and again, if we wanted to be rich, we would have been rich years ago when we started this show. You know, and everything. And there's been times when we all wanted to just hang it up and call it quits, but we don't want to because we want to keep getting. This doesn't reach just inside the United States. This show reaches everywhere across the world.
Okay. It's like this, okay? You know, we say some things in here and people take it the wrong way. They take it down the wrong avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set the record straight right now. Okay. I don't care if you got to stand up to take a piss or sit down, okay? I don't care what you suck or what you lick on, okay? That is your fucking business in the privacy of your own home or wherever the backseat of a car at a drive-in movie. I don't care. The only thing I care about is that you're going to be there, and we're going to all be shooting in the same goddamn direction instead of at each other. Okay, that's what concerns me, you know.
Me too. I believe that's all of us, Virgil. All of us.
I don't care. I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, or Mormon, or even Amish. You know, well, if you're Amish and listening to this radio, your radio show, you're going to hell, according to your religion. But I don't care. I don't care whether you're a coon ass. I don't care whether you're a Dago. I don't care whether you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're black. Okay? Because there is nothing like that in America to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you live in America, I don't care what the color of your skin is or who you suck or who you lick or whatever. You're an American. You're not a black American. You're not a Hispanic. You're not this. You're an American. This is your country. And it's going to shit. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly. Exactly. Well put, brother. Well put. Couldn't put that any better. And here's the thing is that, you know, like we're just trying to warn you all, prepare you what's coming and everything. And it's just all over the world. We've had people from all parts of life calling on the show over the years. Actually, we've had people from far off as Africa called over the show saying they have more respect for us than other people they listen to, if you remember, Virgil.
Well, I can tell you what. We're not as big and powerful, and we don't have the commercial base. But I can tell you what. We will never, ever on this show stoop to the level of CNN or MSNBC.
That's right.
Never. Never.
And we'll never promote violence or anything either. Unless it's necessary.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Unless we see that it's necessary, then we'll say
but that's,
know,
that's
but,
just
know.
Me. That's just my opinion.
Right.
That's just
right.
My opinion.
And here's the thing. We've been on this show now going on 8 years, bro. 8 years we've been running this show. And we actually had a different radio station, but that station got hacked and shut down by the government, you know, and so we had to use this show and everything to start over again and stuff. But we've had them try to shut us down. We've been hacked and everything else too. But have you noticed it's been really quiet with that?
And why? Because if you go back and you listen to previous shows, the recordings of previous shows that we have had, the shots we have called, the predictions we have made,
mm-hmm.
We are at least, I'm going to say it, go out on a limb, we are at least 97% accurate with our information.
Exactly.
That we are giving people.
Exactly. And we're doing this all for free.
I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but
mm-hmm.
If I tell you a mosquito can pull a plow, don't ask how, just hook that bitch up.
If you're in Louisiana. I heard they're big in Georgia too, from what the Christian was describing.
Well,
you know.
Well, with that, I'm gonna say good night, and I'm gonna leave y'all with this thought. Okay.
All right.
What do lesbians and mechanics have in common?
They all got shot a rocket up into space today.
You don't know. You don't know. Can anybody answer? Snap on.
Not
tools.
Really. Snap-on tools.
Snap-on tools.
So anyway, me and Lucretia, we're all having fun with that rocket they sent up today. I don't know if you noticed, but have you noticed that it actually looks like a dildo going up in space?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure the Martian National Defense went on full alert on that one.
Right. Well, it's like everybody is saying, that must have been Kamala Harris's dream come true.
Well.
But anyway, we're going to hit stop. We'll be on here Thursday night and everything. But y'all be safe out there. We got, you know, all this flooding and stuff going on and bad weather everywhere. But, you know, all we can do is survive. But anyway, you can stay out there on the road and tell Susan. I hope she gets better soon.
Yes. Well, I'm not gonna get. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, I saw the post.
I'm just gonna say good night, everybody. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. And y'all look inside yourselves. And think about what's going on and think about what you're prepared to do about it. Because
exactly.
It ain't going to get no better, folks. Only you can make it better. Only you can make a change. You know? So with that, I'm going to say good night. Good night, Joseph. Good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
You'll call me when you get a chance later on. And everybody else, good night. We'll see you back here Thursday. We'll sign off.